feel that pretty well covers the major issues with the documentation from Peenemunde. Are there other things you want to add to that?
Well, of course, I wonder whether I should add at this moment the documentation which I found here in the files.
Yeah, let's talk about what you found here. But I was wondering whether there was anything in general about the history of the movement of this material that you wanted to amplify.
No, I think that pretty much covers the transfer to Germany. We still don't know whether there are other installations in Germany which could have in their positions on Peenemünde documents. See, the archive organization is pretty complex over there. We have the Deutsche Museum, which is a more or less private institution, or like Smithsonian. Then we have the military archive, which is a part of the Department of Interior in Germany. And then we have the Militärgeschichtliche Forschungsamt in Freiburg, which is part of the German Bundeswehr. And they got Peenemünde documentation before the military archive was moved to Freiburg. Now, allegedly, they transferred the material from the Militärgeschichtliche Forschungsamt to the military archive in Freiburg. Whether that was complete and a real clean job, I couldn't tell.
So you haven't had a chance to check this other archive then for Peenemünde material.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We also, I think, briefly discussed before the possibility. So far here we've discussed documentation that was produced at Peenemünde and basically kept at Peenemünde.
Yeah.
Now that is the other problem during wartime of documentation that was produced at Peenemünde, was sent to various other German government agencies who had an interest in Peenemünde. How would we go about looking for that type of material? Do you have any ideas on that?
Now, I could think of three different categories. You see, Peenemünde was part of the Heereswaffenamt, or the Department of Ordnance. And of course, there was a lot of correspondence between Peenemünde proper and the corresponding branch in the Ordnance Department. So the Ordnance Department kept files of pretty large size about Peenemünde affairs. That was the first thing. Then the second thing was, we had projects together with the Air Force, for instance, development of the Wasserfall, but before that the assistant takeoff rocket.
Jet-assisted
takeoff. Of course, there was correspondence forth and back between Peenemünde and the Ministry of Air and the military Air Force offices. So, of course, these installations have files or documents which refer to Peenemünde work and Peenemünde matters. And we didn't have any control of that, of course.
You mentioned that there was three. Did we count off three there? There was the Department of Ordnance and the Department of Air Ministry. And is there another one? Or are you thinking of the Luftwaffe? Is that the third one?
Do you mean besides these two? Maybe some with the Navy. Department of the Navy, to a small extent. We already made tests of firing solid propellant rockets from submarines.
Uh-huh, that's right.
But it was a small operation, which didn't last very long. Now, there's another counterpart of Peenemünde, which are the scientific institutes in the universities. The universities which worked on contract with Peenemünde. And they called it their files. No idea what happened to this material.
As well as contracts with industry, that would also be an additional source.
Right.
Okay. Has any of your group in Germany that's involved in this historical project looked at these broader potential sources for documentation, or have they pretty much concentrated on technical reports and not correspondence and minutes and stuff that may be scattered in these other agencies or places?
Yeah, but our team was essentially concerned with technical material, scientific material. And just recently, or let's say since 5 years, our old group, our association of former Peenemünde people, got interested in the other kind of material, for instance, in the military application. And of course now the Militärgeschichtliche Forschungsamt in Freiburg, the Historical Research Institute, they are primarily interested in the non-technical material.
Okay, so there is a group of scholars in Germany now who are interested in finding sources in within Germany.
That's right.
To document the history of
Peenemünde. Right. Mm-hmm. And we formed, so to speak, a kind of symbiosis now that we help will assist the historical people in Freiburg to get a hold of the material and to identify it and explain what the meaning is of even conferences which always touched on technical matters.
Okay. Perhaps as we finish the interview, could you give me an address or something of the Freiburg people or someone to contact there so that we can perhaps investigate that?
Yeah, okay. Sure. Now, as far as my investigations go here of the material, what I found here, that is, of course, these six boxes over there, which essentially contain the copies of the archive reports. I hardly found anything else, just a little loose ends and pieces. For instance, here are some drawings I found in one of these boxes over there. On the power plant.
For the V2?
For the V2, yeah. This, we had a pretty sophisticated design of the rocket motor, and one of the main novel features were the injection system. You see, you have to inject the propellants into the combustion chamber per se. And this is a photograph I found in this orange drawers down there. It shows this head of the combustion chamber with the injection elements. And again, here these thorings I found refer to the same thing. You see, are these conical shaped pots, we call them. Yeah. In a more detailed drawing, with indication then of the little injection nozzles, and I think that is a kind of a top view. No, that's a valve. Now, anything here's the arrangement of the pots here. Yeah, see how they're arranged in this head.
What we might like to do if we have time later today then is perhaps you and I can sit down. How many of these drawings are there, would you say, approximately?
That's just essentially what it is.
We can sit down and perhaps you can write brief captions for these drawings so that we have an understanding of exactly what they are.
Now, then I find here this British report on the Wasserbauversuchsanstalt Kovel, which is actually was our aerodynamic institute in Peenemünde. A very thorough description. And then I spent, as you know, quite some time on the card catalog down in the library, and I've identified the categories which I think essentially refer to our projects, and I listed them down here. These are the subject entries. Yeah? It's an entry A4, A5, E9, which is three different kinds of missiles, and the material which refers to the B1, which is Peenemünde West, of course. Then the largest category was missiles guided. Then here appeared a PA, which I didn't know what it meant, and I had suspicion this is a category for the archive reports. So there is quite
a Peenemünde archive report.
Yeah, same material. So you have films that of the archive reports which are documented here in this book, but you also have another set of films with these archive reports which are listed under this category here.
I see. So
there's duplication. Duplication, yeah. Even triplication if you consider these hard copies. Yeah. Then the category rocket, which essentially is a cross-reference from missile-guided. Then V1 is a very small one, 12 entries. Then V2 is again a duplication with A4 missile guided and rocket. And then a category Wasserfahrer, which was the anti-aircraft rocket, which we developed for the Air Force. These were the essential categories I found the
Peenemünde material. Would be very helpful as a guide to what's there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what else? I wrote down here a little bit about the transfer of material to Germany. Let's hear the classification with the subject indexes and these categories in the card catalog.
First page.
Oh yeah, that was an explanation of the change of the designation of the installation. And then these two sets of documents referring to Peenemünde Ost and Peenemünde West.
Well, I think we've pretty much covered everything then.
All right.
I think we can call it a day. Thank you.
Very good.